on Good Friday, we pay attention to some things that we normally try to avoid: suffering and death. We pray the Stations of the Cross, we ponder the seven last words, we follow the Passion, we venerate the Cross, we process with the Santo Entierro. We come face to face with death. Good Friday is the day of death. Normally we don't face death so directly, we avoid it whenever we can. But sometimes suffering and death, they come into our lives and we have no choice. In the news these days, sad to say, there's lots of news about suffering and death. The wars in the Middle East, the war in Ukraine, violent attacks in many places, and then terrible accidents and natural disasters. The war is affecting us here, as we know. It's bringing another kind of suffering and the fear of worse things to come. On a more personal level, whenever a loved one suffers and dies, or when we hear that someone we love has a terminal illness, or when we ourselves have a condition that may lead to our own death, then we're forced, you could say, forced to face the reality of death. But on Good Friday, we're not forced. We don't have to be here. We're somehow drawn to this particular death. There's something different about this death, because there's something different about this man. This man identified by the inscription of Pontius Pilate, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. What's different? Is it because he's innocent? Is it because he's so young, only 33 years old? Is it because he was treated in such a painful and humiliating way? Is it because he was nailed to the cross like a thing? Those are all very significant details, but they're not unique to Jesus. Others have died young. Others have died innocent. Others have died in painful and shameful ways. It still happens in our own day. One thing that makes this death unique, this is probably the first thing that comes to mind, is that this one who was killed rose again on the third day. That's unique. And that is an essential part of our faith, even on Good Friday. We know, dying, he destroyed our death. Rising, he restored our life. But let's not go there yet. Let's wait until tomorrow night, the great Easter vigil, to focus on that mysterious passage from death to new life. For now, here we are on Good Friday. Let's focus on the mysterious passage from life to death, to the realm of death, which we all know is where we are all headed eventually. At the end of our life in this world, we die. We don't like to think of it, we don't like to face it, but it's true. We will all die. Now, some people, in their fierce resistance to this harsh truth about death, they will say that all this suffering and death in the world is the proof that there is no God, or the proof that he must not be a loving God. And they say, so, see, Jesus, he suffered and died 2,000 years ago. What does that have to do with us? How does his terrible death so long ago benefit us at all? That's what the unbelievers say. And this is what we reflect on today. What does his terrible death do for us? His terrible death so long ago. Well, we reflect on this death, the death of this Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, and we know by faith it is not like any other death. The prophecy from Isaiah, which we heard in the first reading, tells us why. Jesus, the suffering servant, did not simply suffer and die like everyone else. He suffered for us. He was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the chastisement that makes us whole. By his wounds, we are healed. One of the things that makes this death unique is that this victim offered himself. He offered himself as a gift. He gave himself as a sacrifice, as the perfect solution to death. He's a victim who is actually a victor. He's an innocent lamb who is actually the good shepherd. So this day is not simply about one man's suffering a long time ago. It's about all human suffering, about all human death, and about God's answer to our impossible problem of death. One way to think about this marvel, if you won't mind me mentioning an incident from my own childhood. When we were young, my father would sometimes take us fishing. And the trick when you're fishing is to get the fish to bite onto the hook. A fish won't bite onto a hook. There has to be bait. Something to fool the fish into biting onto the hook. We used to use worms. We had to dig up the worms, put them on the hook, drop the hook in the water. Well, death was eating us all up, and there was no way to stop it. We don't have power over death. Death is like a hungry fish. But Jesus, who's both God and man, Jesus, who's the man in the garden who says, "I am," he does have power over death. He used his humanity, which is also our humanity, as the bait. But his divinity was the hook. And so when death bit into the flesh of Christ on the cross, when death swallowed him up on the cross, it found out that it bit into divine life, a life that cannot die. And death got pulled up right out of the water. Death lost its power. Jesus turned what was a terrible crime into a wonderful victory. He turned a bad Friday, a very bad Friday, into Good Friday, very good Friday. Now we have to wonder, why? Why did he do this? It's one thing to suffer and die because we have to, when we have no choice, but it's another thing to choose to suffer and die, as Jesus did. Why do such a thing? He could have simply let us go. We ruined his plan. He could have let us go and started fresh with someone else. Why do such a thing? The only answer is love. When we're focused on ourselves, we won't find any reason to suffer or die if we can avoid it. But when we love, we find an incentive to choose what is good for the people we love, even if it costs us. That's what love does. Parents certainly know this. If their children are in danger, parents will do anything to save them, even risking their own life for their children, because they love them. Not because they're good children or anything that they've done, but because they love them. That power of love, explains what's going on here on the cross. I said that Good Friday is a day of death, the day of death, and that's true. But it's also true that Good Friday is the day of love, the greatest love. Jesus himself said there's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. This is the love that he has for us, the greatest kind of love. And so he lays down his life on the cross. When we know this love, the love of God, and when we accept this sacrifice, when we honor this cross, then we can persevere ourselves in love even in times of suffering. We no longer have to live in fear of death or in anger about death because of today, because of Good Friday, death has been defeated. Dying, he destroyed our death. Dying, you destroyed our death, Lord Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.